Talmud, the Ikar Mitzvah is not as yet being fulfilled. So then there is a mitzvah. You will not be kind the mitzvah of Nitilas Esrik, Nitilas Lulav. And you can take a beautiful Esrik and not a beautiful Esrik. You are mechuyev to take a beautiful Esrik. But suppose you already took a not beautiful Esrik. Then now somebody gave you a beautiful Esrik. So there's no purpose in taking the beautiful Esrik, because how can you mekayim the Ikar Mitzvah after the Ikar Mitzvah was fulfilled? That's the Shittazam. And according to the Tumor, that you can be mekayim the Mitzvah of Zekeli Vamveyu even after you fulfill the Ikar Mitzvah. So Mele, he says, and the Abramo pastors like the two, that b'misachel you are mechuyef to take this Yisemel again and cut off the tunings, the tzitzin she'imachlis on it. That means that there are more pastors like the two, that there can be a kiyuma mitzvah, a vida mitzvah, even after the Ikar Mitzvah was fulfilled. So mele, there are more paskins that am Chanukah, the Mahadrim and Amhadrim, so everyone of the household lights a candle. But the Rambam says no, not that everyone lights a candle. You cannot do it that way. The Balabais must light as many candles that correspond to the members of that number of the members of the family. In other words, if there are 10 members in the family, so the Balabais lights 10 candles. But to let each one light a candle separately, so that cannot be done, because when the Balabais is the first one, he's madlik one candle. So he was in kind Ikar Mitzvah. Then, when the other children light candles, how can they be mekayim the mitzvah of Ikar Mitzvah after the Ikar Mitzvah was fulfilled? So the only way, according to the Rambam, that you can mekayim the mitzvah is by the Balabais at the same time being madlik as many neiris as there are members in the house. But once the Balabais is madlik one candle, then the children, yes, 10 children, they cannot be madlik any candles, because the Ikar Chayiv was already fulfilled. How can you be nikayim a hido mitzvah after the Ikar Mitzvah was fulfilled? Masha'in kin, there are more pastors like the two, that the Meisachel. So even if he put down the Yizemel, so he still is mechuyev to pick up the Yizemel and finish up the trimmings, but he was already mekayim the Ikar Mitzvah, and now it's a new act. The answer is the two holds that there can be a kiyuma mitzvah, a vida mitzvah, even when it's detached and it's not simultaneous with the kiyuma mitzvah of the Ikar Mitzvah. Some mele, there are more paskins that everyone can light a candle. But according to the Rambam, it cannot be done that. So I have one kasha on Ravel. Because according to Ravel, according to the Rambam, it could not be done the way the Rambam says. It could not be done the way the Rambam says. And however, the Rambam in the parentheses, and that when he say is the lashon of the Rambam himself. So he says, V'yei tichol echod min le'abayis yadlik, Rambam. So that means that he's really following up the Shittas Rambam. Otherwise, you shouldn't say Rambam, because according to the Rambam, the way Ravel explains it cannot be done, because if the Balabais is madlik one candle, then he's already mikayim dika mitzvah. How is it chayach to be mikayim, the dehida mitzvah, when the ika mitzvah was already fulfilled? It's like taking a beautiful esrik at 10 o'clock on Sukkot, when you already took a not beautiful esrik at 8 o'clock. And according to the Torah in Achlam, you can do that. So, now, what I have a parallel against the world, because Rav Elul assumed that when the Ramot Paskins, that Cholechem Ne'abayis is Yadlik, so then the reason is because the Ramot Paskins Layetur, that there can be a Kima Mitzvah of Zekei Vamveyu even after the Ikra Mitzvah was already fulfilled. When did they have Minche?
2:15.
Okay, so there's still time. Even after the Ikra Mitzvah was fulfilled. The Rabbi Dreiger says, Rabbi Dreiger raises the question. He doesn't discuss this whole question. How can you mikayim hidom mitzvah when the Ikra Mitzvah was already fulfilled? That didn't bother Rabbi Dreiger, but he asked the question. After all, Mihadrin is only a hidom. It's not a mitzvah yuvis. It's only a mitzvah namufna. So how can you make a bracha? Asha, ki shonu mitzvaysov v'tzivonu l'hadlik ner shachanika. Ki shonu tzivonu, he's not tzivonu, he was already mikayim mitzvah. So Rabbi Kveya wasn't bothered with the question, how can you be mikayim a hidom mitzvah after the ikam mitzvah was already done? That didn't bother him. But what bothered him is, how can you say broch? Hidom mitzvah is not a mitzvah kiyumis. It's only a mitzvah kiyumis. How can you say tzivonu on a mitzvah kiyumis? It's true that Rabbi Natan says that noshi, when they take a ruev or they hear the shayfer, they make a broch, even though they're not mechuyev. So there, the reason is why Rabbi Natan says that they make a broch and there are more paskins like that, because since men are mechuyev, so mele, they can say tzivonu. But when the whole kiyum, even by men, is only mitzvah kiyumis, then we couldn't say tzivonu. So the Rav Kveya says the reason is why that Bnei HaBayis can be madlik in Chanukah after the Ikar Mitzvah has been fulfilled, and they can say tzivonu, because when each member of the household is madlik in Ner Chanukah, then he's mischaven not to be yitzei with the Ikar Mitzvah by the father. Some mele, one cannot be mikayim the Ikar Mitzvah bal koch. Some mele, there is no kashe. How can the Ramo, if the, according to the Rambam, you couldn't be mikayim the Hidom Mitzvah after the Ikar Mitzvah was fulfilled? Because according to Rabbi Kveya, the reason is why you make a bracha tzivonu is because when you decide that everyone in the house should light separately, so mele is mischaven not to be yitzi with the father's hadlaki. So mele is not even mikayim the Ikar Mitzvah. So mele, there is no raya that according to the Ramor, because you can be mikayim a Hidom Mitzvah even after the Ikar Mitzvah was fulfilled. Because here the Ikar Mitzvah was not fulfilled. Because you have to be mechavim anyway not to be yitzi the father's lighting. Because otherwise you'll not be able to say tzivonu. So if you are mechavim not to be yitzi with the father's lighting the candle, some mele, it's, you haven't been mechavim the Ikar Mitzvah yet. So when the son when each one of the children lights his Nikayim, the hidden mitzvah together with the Ikar mitzvah. And I think that there is no difference between the Rambam and the Ramo. The Ramo says Rambam, but it can be done in two ways. The main Indian is that the house, they should be dark, as many candles corresponding to the number of members in the house. Whether it is done by the Barabbas being madlik, let's say, 10 candles, or by each one of the house being madlik one candle, the net result is the same. The Barabbas has 10 candles. So we're mekayim that mitzvah. And as far as the question of how can you be mekayim the hidden mitzvah after the ikar mitzvah was fulfilled, and it is mistaba that if a person, let's say at 7 o'clock on Sukkot in the morning, he didn't have a beautiful eslik, so he took an average eslik, not beautiful. Then at 10 o'clock somebody brings in the most beautiful eslik. So there is no purpose in taking the most beautiful eslik. How can mekayim hidden mitzvah after the ikar mitzvah was fulfilled? Beauty mitzvah means that when the ikar mitzvah is fulfilled, it's beautiful. But when the ikar mitzvah was fulfilled, it wasn't beautiful. Later on, it's beautiful. So it's not a beautiful mitzvah. He already fulfilled his mitzvah. It's mistabarak. So then you ask, so how is it? So how is it that the Torah says that even if Pirish Yobe, so Tzitzin Shein Ma'at Nesamilo, so he's still Mechuyiv Misachil to pick up the Zemel and to finish up the trainings, but after all the Ikar Mitzvah already fulfilled. So the Bisalevi and the Pele is the Traveler mentions the Bisalevi, and he doesn't mention this part of Bisalevi. Bisalevi himself says that everybody agrees, even the two, that it's not shaykh to say b'mikayin is merely from the mitzvahs after the ikar mitzvah is fulfilled. If a person took a non-beautiful eslik at 7 o'clock in the morning on Sukkot, then at 10 o'clock somebody brings in the most beautiful eslik, there is no purpose in taking the beautiful eslik. It's stop according to the Torah. So then the question arises, why does the Torah say that if it's Meisachel, even if he put down the Zemel, he's Mechuyev to pick it up and finish up the trainings? So he says, by Mile, besides the mitzvah of Yimil Psao Laschem, when is Minche? 15 or 10 after?
15 after.
Ay. He says, "Sfira Latu, Chilik Sheni Simim Zay, Paragraph Base. Sfira Latu, the Milvadi Maisa Aspusha Mile, Dainer Tikha Sole, Dav Mitzvah." Eight Zois in Shechas Yilelam, the Sfirlei da Mitzvah Hava al Yisrael, Shiyu Nimulim, Uchmei Shekosuv, Vorher Drissi, Bipsarchan, Bipsarchan. It mentions something that sounds like a strange English. Besides the mitzvah of the Maisamu, of cutting off the Oleh, there is a mitzvah incumbent upon every Jew to be more all his life. Where is that mentioned? Because the pasuk says, "Vohoyso vohoyo brisi bipsarachem brisil." So it sounds like a strange Yiddish, but Rabbi Chaim Zerua says it. Bisharivi doesn't mention. Rabbi Chaim Zerua says that when a person is moral, so it's mekayim mitzvah all his life, and he mentions a raya, strange raya, from the Gemara that David HaMelech. So when he was in Bris HaMelech, he felt very uncomfortable because he was on the mitzvahs. He stuck with the milosei, so he became happy. So it's a raya that a Jew is moral, is mekayim mitzvah all his life. How can that Rabbi Chaim Zerua be explained? As the Bisalevi says, "Uchmishe kosuv v'hoyo prisi bipsarchem libriseya." Libriseya v'hoyo prisi bipsar. That's in regard to a person himself who is moral, so it mekayim mitzvah all his life, so it's nimshechas. How about the mile of a child? So Bisalevi says that even v'chein of sheish li ben at she yagdil haben nimshechas of a mitzvah dik mitzvah al kol echad mi Yisrael tichol ben sheyalei yenimo. So besides the mitzvah of being mal child, there is a mitzvah to make sure that all our children are mal. So Mimele, that's the reason as to why the Torah says that B'nei Sachir is mechuyev to pick up the Zema and finish up the tuning even after he put it down on the table. Not because the Torah holds that there can be a kin, a mitzvah of either mitzvah even after the Ika mitzvah was fulfilled, because the Ika mitzvah of the Mal Samuel was fulfilled already. But the mitzvah of having the ben nimo is still nimshach. So mele, so he's mekayim the mitzvah of having the ben nimo in a beautiful way, with all the trimmings, all the tzitzim being removed. So in other words, so why does the Bisalevi, Ravel mentioned Bisalevi, and that part he ignores. Apparently he did not agree with that strange Yiddish that there is a mitzvah of being more. But Rabbi Chaim Zerua said it. Rabbi Chaim Zerua said it. Now, so I think that in regard, now Rav Tveger only raises the question, how can each member of the house be madlik and say a bracha? After all, he was mekayim dika mitzvah, so it's not mechuyev. It's only mitzvah kiyumis. How can he say tzivon? So he's only bothered by the bracha. But he should raise another question. As Rav raises, how can he be mekayim a nizach tzidus of mitzvah namufra after the dika mitzvah was fulfilled? The answer is, by nechamike it is certainly like that. Because by nechamike the mitzvah does not consist in the Maisadlog. The mitzvah consists in the fact that a mechanic is the look in the bais. According to the Mandoma, who says that Kofso Zokoklo, so of course the mitzvah consists not just in the Maisadlog, but in being in the dog. But we pass like the Mandoma, Kofso in Zokoklo. So then you could say that means that the mitzvah can see just in your madlik. For I, if 2 minutes after your madlik in the chanukah it is blown out, so then you are not mechuyev to light it again. So the answer is no. The mitzvah consists in having in a Chanukah dog. But that doesn't mean that the mitzvah consists in having in a Chanukah dog the whole affair. The mitzvah consists in having in a Chanukah dog in such a way that it should be there whatever burned for half an hour. But if for some reason it is blown out, so then you are making the mitzvah of having the Chanukah dolok 5 minutes, not after half hour. You have to be madlik in a Chanukah so that it should be capable of burning for half an hour. But if you are madlik in such a way that it should normally burn for half an hour, then, but it's blown out. Somebody came in and blew it out. So then you are making the mitzvah by having the Chanukah dolok for 5 minutes too. But the mitzvah consists not in the fact of the Maisa Adlaki, but in the fact that the Chanukah is dolok. For example, there is 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. There are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Chanukah. A cotton shelo yigi al chinuch cannot be meitzi all the bnei habayis. How about a cotton sheyigi al chinuch? So then there is one day that he can be madlik in the Chanukah and be meitzi all the bnei habayis. Chabad will discuss it. Is that a question of being meitzi? When you make kiddush and you are meitzi all the bnei habayis, so there is aloch of shmei kein, but there is no aloch reik madlik. You can't be meitzi. How is it? The answer is, how is it that one member of the family is madlik and everybody is yeitzi? What is it? Tamshlichas? It's not tamshlichas. Because the chiyuv is not to make him meitzi. Okay. The chiyuv is to have a nechanukah dolok in the house. How many nechanukah? So the Ikar mitzvah is one nechanukah. The Yidah mitzvah is as many as there are members in the house. But the mitzvah is to have a nechanukah dolok. But if a nechanukah has to be dolok, if a cotton shelo yigi al chinuch is madlik, he doesn't even have a chalei shem nechanukah. But if the cotton is yigi al chinuch, so then one day he is, since the father is mechuyev to mechanech, and he should be madlik, so it has a chaleishem yachaneke. So it's not that the cotton is meitzi the nearby. You cannot be meitzi without walking, just as you cannot be meitzi with eating matzah. I have to say, one member of the house will eat matzah, he'll be meitzi every member of the house. How can kiddush, havdole, broches? So it's a mean of shmei keinu. But Nechanukah, it's not an union of Shemei Akein. It's not an union of being meitzi. Because the mitzvah is to have a Nechanukah dog. But if he's a tinnik shelo yigi al chinuch, it's not an union of Nechanukah. It's tamneya. But if he's a tinnik sheyigi al cotton, sheyigi al chinuch, so there are 2 days. Since one day is, since the father is mechuyev to mechanachim, so it has a chalish and mechanachim. And the other day is, but the chiyuv is incumbent upon the father, not upon the cotton. So mainly it does not have a chalish and mechanachim. So the reason as to why the Abitveger is only bothered by the broch, but he's not bothered by the whole union of being mikai mehidom mitzvah after the Ikar mitzvah is fulfilled, because here the mitzvah is to have the Chanukah dolok, not the Ma'is Adlak. Just as Bisalevi says, Ligabi Mila, according to the Torah, so by Chanukah it's certainly like that. So I think that there is no variance. There is a variance in the manner we do it, but what the Ramo says will be good according to the Rambam, what the Rambam says will be good according to the Ramo. Rav Ovad says that according to the Ramo, if you do it like the Rambam, you'll be easy. But if you do it like the Ramo, according to the Rambam, that according to the, if you do it like the Ramos, so according to the Ramos, will not be eight. I think you'll be eight either way, because the essence of the mitzvah is to have a Necham Gedalot. So it doesn't make any difference whether the 10 areas are needed by one person or by 10 people. The net result is the same. Okay. Well, now since it's one continuous act, he doesn't put down the shamash, and he doesn't blow it out. So then it's one continuous act, so it doesn't matter. So it means it's simultaneous. So two halachas are mentioned in this mission. I mean, so far. Kol shechafti mishmorosei, hechshalti es niske. Then the other halacha, hechshalti mitzas niske, hechafti mitashlum niske, kiasher kol niske. As far as Yichshach, the first Yichshachti is concerned, Rashi has three faiths. As far as the second Yichshachti is concerned, Rashi has only one Lashon. But as far as the first Yichshachti is concerned, Rashi has three faiths. Let's see the Rashi. Kol Shechacht Bishmorasi, whenever I am mechuyev to exercise care, she is Hayachti Rishonet, Hikshahti es niske. Kleinad in hizik. Hikshahti vizimanti es hizik. Shalom shamarti fiyof. Kach mefos. In other words, the first lesson is, if I'm a chulib in shmira of my shayla, of my daughter, of my age, so then I am the one who precipitated the hizik. Vishnachlime, הכשרתי את ניסקי, אולי להכשיר או להיסקר את ניסקי. כלומר, אני חייב לשאול, אני יכול לתפל. According to the second shot, הכשרתי means I'm liable, I'm responsible. According to the first shot, it means that if I'm מחויב לשמיר, so then I precipitate it. Yes. So what does it mean in final analysis? I have to pay. So what is the difference, I mean, between the first Lashon and the second Lashon? Now, Eben Ezra, Rabbi Zalman, has a chiyuv. He has a chiyuv. The chiyuv of Mishkanoni, the Torah is Mechayev, Balasheria, Balabeya, Balayish. What is the pshat? Of course, it's based upon the chiyuv Shmir. The Lomishmer. So what's the pshat? One way of explaining it is that the negligence is the Mechayev of Tashlumi. He's a Pishaya. So maybe he's Chayev. So why is he Chayev? Because he was negligent. The other way of explaining it is, if I'm Mechuyev to watch my Momen, so then it's considered, and then my Momen is Mazik, so it's attributed to me. So it's considered as if I am the Mazik. Everybody knows that a Mazik is Chayev. But Olam Azik means Olam Azik. Here it's not Olam Azik. It's Momeni Shizik. But if I'm not Mechuyev Nishmire, so the Hezek by my Momen is not attributed to me. But if I'm Mechuyev to watch my Momen, so any Hezek that is done by my Sheya, by my Beya, by my Eish, is attributed to me as if I had done the Azik. This is cured by Reb Zalman. I think these are the two issues in Rashi. The first Lashon in Rashi is like the alternative that if I'm Mechuyev Nishmire, so then I'm considered like an Olam Mazik. In other words, Olam Mazik, of course it's a Chiyuv of Momeni Shizik, but in other words, then Momeni Shizik is as responsible as an Olam Mazik. That's why he says, Kol shachafti b'shmosei, hechshalti es niski. If I mechuyib b'shmire, so I precipitate with hezek. It's not a shei of the hezek, I be hezek. And he can say, my accident, I didn't do anything, I'm innocent. No, you are mechuyib to watch your acts. So meyohem, whatever the act does, so it's attributed to you. So you are mechuyev, as if you did the same thing that the axe did. The second pshat is, kol shachafti bishmorosi, ichshati is niski, olam saki, so I'm liable. I think these are the two mishnayos. Now the second, ichshati, has no two mishnayos. There it certainly means that if he did half of the nezek, so then he's considered as if he precipitated the whole nezek. The chshati b'nichsas niske, chafti b'tashlim niske. Hayach chshati, l'damyo chshati kam. The vada is in mantil, very certain is the moment I precipitated it. I prepared it. I precipitated it. Kolim agim zimante es nixas niskei afa pisha es zimante kulay chafto nishalm es niskei ke achsha kol niskei ki inu zimante kulay ugmer mefer shechad. Alright, so far we have 12 hours. Then a third hour. Nechosim she'im lo meyla. That when is the achiv tashlimim for niske momen? If the nechosim is nechosim shall have it. But if the nechosim is yeish ben mila, nechosim shall hegdesh. So the nispot, in other words, if sheir shall hegdesh was negeach sheir shall hegdet, so nispot, the simishne, the flamezayin, in sheir shall hegdet, sheir shall hegdesh, shenogach sheir shall hegdet potter, shenemak yigach sheir ish, Shirei, and so the Shirei, the Heged is not a Rei of Hegdash. The Chosim Shein Benir. Kleina be Mizaktim the Chosim Shein Benir, and the Chai Beshal. Abo Mizaktim the Hegdash and the Chai, the Nafkar and Kule, Mizotim, Mishel Rei. Now then, the next halach, nechosim shein shadlo pris. That means if the sheir was mazik, a yisrael, but suppose the sheir, lafuke mochri, if he was mazik, a sheir shal yisrael was negiach sheir shal akum, so in the chadmizot, that's the mishneh, taf lamazayim, in Sheshna Rebaune. Now the next hour, Mechosimam Yechodim. What does that mean? Mechosimam Yechodim, Sheishlem Bari. Only if I was Mazik, Mechosim, the Tezu Bari. If my Sheir was Negeach, a sheir of another person. But suppose my sheir was mazik, a sheir of hefker. She is then buying the afuka the hefker. She is acting in chosin the hefker. Is potter. Is potter. What kind of chidush is that? Whom should he pay? Whom should he pay? I mean, he had the mishlemeshus halachas. That it's not so pashut. We have exes hakos. We shall hegdesh. We have akats halach. But this means not shaykh. If my sheir is mazik sheir shel hefker, so he doesn't have to pay. Whom should he pay hefker? Whom should he pay hefker? And then that's one difficulty. Then let's see the Gemara on that. Babies. Ay, 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 ay. Daf, Yudgimel Amud Beis. Ay. Yechosman Yechodi, Yemutamai, Sedem Gemara says, Tome, Yerat Yom Nechzeh. That Nechzeh child doesn't have to pay. Hey, Yechadam. Even if you don't have to go to the door, to go to the healthcare, my tolo. Who is the child have to pay? There is no to pay. There will be more back to go to the healthcare and to go to the door. The mission is to marry it. Not the case where to go to the door was the gear of Shesha. There is no child. But if to go to the healthcare was the gear our share. So then, he's potter. Who is potter? Healthcare is potter. I mean, who could be higher? But you know, it's not a cash. Lose the grace. Why is he potter? Let him grab the share. What kind of a cash is it? The aloha of Mikufei is by Shatam. And here the Mishnah doesn't limit itself to Shatam. Mishnah limits itself to Shatam. Like Shershal, shall Yisrael, Shershal had it, Shemukah Shershal had it, she's brought her. Shatam, Tam, Mure, don't get it. So what kind of a kasha is it? The Gemara is Lazel, Vroise. Why? The Gemara wants to give him an exitave. And he's telling you how to reduce his loss of money. I mean, that's not the Morris objective, you know. Just to give ages, to be a guidance counselor, you know, how to reduce the loss. So if the Morris asks, laser the laser means how to deal, he should grab it. So be shlomo by shatam. It's a good time, because Shatam is Nigra Migufi. It's a melee where there is. Yusha Mashiach, Yucha Mashiach, don't make any difference. If we say Yucha, he becomes a part owner. And if we say Yusham, he has a Shibut, whatever it is. So that Shatam will understand the Maraskashi. But how about Shiamuet? The answer is, what is true of Yishir Tam is also true by Shemot. Since by Yishir Tam, where there is Aloha of Migufei, so more Yishir Moet, that Aloha of Migufei is not lost either, but Yishir Moet, we don't have to resort to it, because even if the Yishir Mazik is not the end, he still has to pay. But suppose it's a situation where he cannot pay, it's a hefka. Hefka, there is no owner to be reliable, but the schusim that the music of Yishir Tam has, the music of Yishir Moed also has. So no, they should be never start. Lazy, lazy. Now then, you never start a scene. Yishir Kidim, Yizocha Barach. So what's the pashtus of the Gemara Staretz? The pashtus of the Gemara Staretz is that when the Mishnah says Nechos Man Yechodim, the Kavanas HaMishnah is to be reminded the case where a tour of the dam is in other words, a tour of the healthcare was Nigeach tour of the dam, but the kasha was Lazy, why is he potter? He's entitled to grab the music, he's entitled to grab the Shesh Refka, like by Shatam. So Shemot, that's who that also exists. Now the answer is, suppose the Mishnah's reference to the case where a Turad Hefka was Negeach Turad Dam, and then a certain person was there with it. Was Zeichel Lehefka. So the Chiddush is that when somebody was Zeichel Nefkia, so then the Nizek does not have the schus to grab the Shamas. If he wouldn't be Zeichel, he could grab it. But if he is Zeichel, so then he doesn't have the schus to grab the Shamas. Anyway, the Gemara says that the Mishnah, when it says, so intends to be married the case where a share shall have care was negiach torn it down, so and then somebody else was zeichel the share mazik, so then the nizek cannot grab, so he's potter. Who is Pata? The new Zeich is Pata. In other words, the new Zeich cannot be Zeich. In the Guf Hashem. But Rashi explains it to the opposite case. Rashi says here, Choslam Yechodim, She Yishlem Baalim Lafuke the Hefka, She Nizakti Nechosim the Hefka is Pata. But it's not like the Gemara. The Gemara applies it to the case where a share shall have care was negiach to the dam, and Rashi applies the Mishnah to the case where to the dam was negiach share shall have care. So what's the pshat? I think that the pshat by Rashi is we are accustomed to explain the Gemara, and the Gemara says Elo di Modach Tura b'hefkel and Tura b'dam. Lazy the way you say, be shekidim b'zoch b'acher, that the shekidim b'zoch b'acher has reference only to the case of Tura b'hefkel as negiach Tura b'dam. But apparently Rashi holds that shekidim b'zoch b'acher has reference to both situations, because the Gemara has two kashas, none of you. And give this reference to the situation of Nogach Tura Behefkia with Tura Didan Lazer Lazer. So the Lord gives the Teretz, it has reference to both situations. When the Mishnah says Nechosma Mechodim, the Mishnah intends to remind the case of Nogach Tura Didan with Tura Behefkia. So then you ask, Man Tovale, the Hefker is not a Baalim? No, the Mishnah is referenced to the case where Tura Didan was Negeach, a Shir Shal Hefker. The Shir Shal Hefker was a good Shir, you could use him in your Fachrishe, he was worth let's say $1,000, then Tura Didan tripled him, was negiachim, and he's not worth for anything. He's only worth maybe $10, not $1,000. In the meantime, a certain person was zeichel in the Shira Mizek Derke. So then your kashi is, so you have no kashi, Mount Tavale. The new zeichel is there. He says you caused me damage because I always had a source to be Zeich in the Shir Shal Hefker. And if your share hadn't tripled that, then I would have a share that is worth $1,000. Now I have a share, I tripled. So you have to pay me the loss. So there is a Kaveya. But Allah is a special Zosakosu. If at the time of the Nigir, he had no Bible, there is no Achir. And it also has reference to the other situation. The Nogach Tura Behefkel Tura Didan. So your kasha was, why can't he be grab it, Nigufei? So be Shikigim Zoch Beacher somewhere. So now you see, Shikigim Zoch Beacher has reference to both situations. That's how Rashi doesn't say anything. But this is how Rashi explained the Talmud of Gemara.
How does that Shekidim fit according to the first part that Tura Didan was Negach Tura Behefker? So Shekidim, it's afterwards.
Kilein, he was Izois, not Kilein.
He
precluded something. Whenever somebody is Izois, some lawyer will use the Russian Kilein. Russian Kilein. In other words, he was Kilein, he acted very prudently and energetically. You see, he really had no reason to claim damages from the Shira Malik. So he manipulated. He'll be Zilicha in the Shira and he said, then he'll say, you caused me damage. If not for your Shira, I would have a good Shira, now I have a triple Shira. So he used the Russian Kilein. It's obvious that Rashi explained it, as ignored, as relating to both cases, both situations. Now the next day, the whole walking, chutz merishusam yechavos l'mazik. In other words, if the shira mazik. Comes into the chotzer of the Shira Mazik, and then the Shira Mazik grows. So then the owner of the Shira Mazik can say, "To have the shoes in my boy, your Shira had no business entering my chotzer." Somewhere. So then he stopped. Or she's a music mazik. She's not quick, not rash. In Chedus Limazik, she licht na shere she nizek b'yashus ha-mazik v'yizik yishir she-mazik is better, because the mazik can say to a b'shus my boy your shere had no business center in my chotze v'shus ha-nizek v'amazik is also chad before the war v'shus ha-nizek chal-mazik hod ha-shimu v'rishpiyot l'asu yikar v'shus ha-nizek chal-mazik d'roi she l'yashimu l'eich. The love you say. Alright. Come over. Ay. Kosha hafti mishmi rossi. Yechashati esniski. Kelitzat. Sheyo beya. Shemosro lechera shinti dekot. והזיק חייב לשאו מה שאין כמייש so it's not חייב פייש ולאסקים אילו לבישי הכושר ובי המחוסה תחבוס איתה באיש גחלס איש גחלס מה יש נהוך ומה יש נהוך what is the price of reference to? If the price is reference to Shira Kosher and Ben Mechus and he was made said to Chayash in the cotton then he's Chayav but if he was made said Gachlas without the Shalem to Chayash in the cotton he's Potter why is he Potter? By Eishen, why is he Chayav? By Shira and Ben אלא בשביל המותה הרבה מגולה. לצי הרש. מה שאין כמי איש, כי מפורש לכמה, כך לא שאין לי ביארס, אלא אם כי מי בויס, שלאברס שמוסה אין אמרו בי, או אין לי, אוקיי, אין לי בויס, וחרש, לקרות הביט מי. So the Gemara says, Kashi, V'homa l'shlokish, m'fmi t'cheskiye, lo yishamu, v'en ba'i shiz kotele, l'shemos l'gachlis v'libo. Avol shalevez, chay, ma'itayne, t'yohobore zeik. So, Costasius explains she obviously to carry out the Chalash. Let's see the next stages. She obviously took a Pirsha Rashi after below the Chalash. The darkling took a mail of a Chimbe, a darkling took a mail of the Koshin, the Alkoho, because from the Kisoro Koroma, the Pirsha Kamon, the Knan, and the Pirsha, and the Kamon, Knan, and the Kisoro Koroma Potter. So, how could it be Chayef? The nearly following the darkling took out the Chalash Koma. The Gora Mishun, the Mosa the Chalash, Abel Gachlas, the Gora Kokach. The darkening room is gacheles, which dark the chereshik likotin, is not likely to flare up the gacheles. He's likely to loosen the rope of a share, or to open up the cover of a bear, but he's not likely to flare up the fire of the gacheles. The darkening room is gacheles, which darkening to the share and to a bear. The Chamed Shabbat Lecheresh, Ma'ami Ami was. Anyway, so this is Pshat is the Shia Kosher of Bema Chusim means Goro. So why is it Chayim? The answer is, if he hadn't been Mesa Shecheresh in the Kotlin, then of course he would be Potter, Kiso Goro. So then he's Potter. But since he was Mesa Shecheresh in the Kotlin, so is Goro. But Rashi didn't explain it that way. Rashi explains that Bishayak Shir Avitlin took a Me'ilach, so that means Shalei Koshriko, Shalei Kisoko, Shalei Kisoko, some Me'ile. So what kind of a Chiddush is it in the Braise that is Chayav? The Kisoko also, no? It's an Ishtim for Rashi. The answer is, according to Rashi and the country, according to Tesis, so the chereshit to be cotton is a chisor. It's worse. But according to Rashi, a chereshit to be cotton is not worse. It's a man. He's not the biggest caretaker, a chereshit to be cotton. But even a chereshit to be cotton, a chayit doesn't mean sheite has no sense. Sheite means he's not. He's not even das, but he has some intelligence. And cotton doesn't mean cotton. Cotton 2 years old. It means the cotton of 6 years old. Given a shish, given sheva. Like putes, he has enough intelligence even to carry on business. And cheresh, of course, cheresh can be very intelligent. Can be very intelligent. So according to that, according to Teisves, so Chereshit to be cotton is a chisor. It's migala l'shmiros. So even if it's chisor kuroi, so without Mesa Chereshit to be cotton, he wouldn't be a pesher. But if he's Mesa Chereshit to be cotton, that's worse. According to Rashi, it's that way around. A Chereshit to be cotton is not migala l'shmiros, but he's Mesa l'shmiros. But he's not the biggest caretaker. But it's a male. Some male, the Chiddush is that he truly wasn't Kisoro Koroh. He wasn't Kisoro Koroh, but he turned it over to a Shmira Tzatz. So I could say some male is brought, and you see, and Rabbi Yechon holds he is brought. But Chesky holds, no, he's Chayef, because he's not the biggest Baal Shmira in the world, but he's a Meir. So a Meir, he's Chayef. But if he didn't turn over the Chesedekot, then of course it's Chayef, because he's Bishir Agama. That's the machlokes between Rashi and Teisves. So Shir Avodin took a means after Beloy Chalash, Darkling took a mail of, and it means that it's low to Soho, low Koshiko. So if he didn't Mesa to a Chalash in the cotton, then everybody would agree that he's Chayef. Rabbi Yechon too, but the machlokim tir cheskiel Rabbi Yochanan were his meisra chashim yikotin. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the tzimayr is not b'sheya, because the chashim yikotin does more exas. And according to cheskiel, so even though he was meisra chashim yikotin, so he still he's still chayv, because he doesn't do a real shmir. And according to Teisves, according to Teisves, so Misira Lechashim Yikotin is a chisor. So in no way the Braise has reference to Kisor Kor, Koshik Kor, and still, so if he, so then, and so why Dakar Tuki, it means Dakar Tuki al Vichash, because it's a Gerus, it's a Chisar. There's the Machlokes. And the Amon Rishonim, who explain it like Rashi, and the Rishonim who explain it like Jesus. Rishonim are equal in the right. Rabbi Yechem in the Omar, after Mosal and Shalavis, Namedipot, the Chavos and Ochel, Bishir and Mutra, Rabbi Yechem, Manshne Ochel, Manshne Ochel. Why is there a difference between Sheir and Beir? That is Chayr and Eishiv Shalavis is Potter. So the Mosal says, Hosom Tzavs of the Chereshkabah. Some mele, the cheresh, so he, because when he's meiser, the shalavis, to the cheresh we got him, so who does this? The cheresh of the cup. So Mele, the one who was Mese here, didn't do the hezek. Mashein came by Sheir and Beria. So in other words, it's the cheresh doesn't do the hezek. The Sheir does the hezek. The cheresh doesn't do the Beria. Somebody falls into the Beria. And so who's responsible for leaving the Beria? Yes. Unprotected, so that somebody could fall in. Who's responsible for letting the Sheir walk around? So that's the Bala Sheir and the Bala Beir, so maybe it's high. Let's see the Rashi. Mami Ambu Aslan Margarita, Melibe Chayos Lechamari, Baltach Rashi Gadaiti, Rabbi Yechem Dom Rakhimus, אפילו מוסר שלוש פרטרס ומודו, דהשתי מגורתו מה שאין כי באיש, באיש על הרס, וכתב רוסי ומחייב. גבי שיר בירו, בשיר מותי הרבה מגורו, מה ישנה? הוסן גבי בירו, צף של חרש וגם, חבר של חרש גם מה איתה. נדה בדבר לא איש. שהוא מאוד לא ביבי חולי גודיש, הוכל עם צף של חרש כגורו, שהשיר הולך מיזיק, וכן להבין את זה לא דרכי שזה צף זה אחי זה עושה מכיר לכי מלא שם צף זה שכן תנועש לשני אחים תעשו את צף זה ייחודי שלך תוכל שמס הכל נכון פשעת צף זה מזדהודי and the other the other פשעת צף זה ייחודי שלך the association between the Chalash and the Eish. And what was on Tzav Kishvush, the name of Tzav Bechadayirei, Tzav means a friend, a company. Now, let's see the thesis. Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Afel, Moshe Shalosh Proteah, tell me my kosher, kosher Eves, Shalavis, the Rabbi Yochanan Midachus Lush Lokish, of Yeshua Koshu. ‫הביאו המחוס לא יכול להעמידי, ‫אם משום דחר השבת להתוקה, ‫ולמיתור, כמו שאומר, ‫לריש לוקש, ‫ויש לו מה דמש מרי, ‫כי תאים את רבי יחד מפותה, ‫משום שעקות נשאי מרי. ‫סויסי, אם מספקטו חסקי ידו, ‫זה מחלקס, ‫ביטויים רשי אינטסיס. ‫רשי שיטיז, ‫תתיב לקולים את החסקי ‫סו, מסיר לחיה שגריקות מזה מהר, ‫ביקוז החיה שגריקות מדו זה שמו אקסס. ‫אינטס ושיטיז, זה חיסון. ‫פיז אביר רבי יחלון, ‫סויד אינטס לסיס מיד את הרשי. ‫דת מסיר לחיה שגריקות מזנת החיסון, ‫איץ מהר, ‫ביקוז זה מחלוק הסיזון ‫להעליב את החסקי. But not how you would have been. You know, the master, the time where you have to be able to put a cot in the same way, to 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 a cot in the same way, אמא אם נוקת שמוס החרש, ובלואים מוסרים נאמר, חייבים נוקת מוסרים ורבוסי, אבל פי שישמור קצז, ובהיסבר הפלט הרשלו כאיש, דצקורם טייס ודצקורם טרש. Now, let's see the Rambam, this day. The Rambam passed is like Chesky, not like Shabir. Ay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay. Dalad Hey Perjivez Yuchas Niskimome Nihalacha And there is Asoris Raivet Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay Pergibes, Mihilches, Piskinomei, First, let's see, Pei Daz, Nilchit Niskimona Alochim. Pei Daz, Nilchit Niskimona, Halochevov. Mosa behem Pei, Bichar Ashiki Bikon. Ahal Pisho, Ashir Kosho, Habayim Chayavim, Lechaski. Shederach Ashir Vichayitz Bei, Lehatir HaKesha, Vinlotzeis, Lehazik. אפילו שמרו לשמיר המול וחוטרו ויוצרו ויזיקו הבאים חייב אומר אברון חי הראש דור הזה ממסוס הראשש כי מה שאומר בו מחוס בשיר כושר שמוסה לחרש בלוקות שהוא חייב שאין לי כושר ואין לי מחוס עיקרו, שאין לי חייב, יסבלו לי כושר ואין לי מחוס עיקרו להסכים, ויסבלו לך על שמיר הסחרש. סולנו על איזה מחלקס, ביטוין דרמבם דרייבט, איזה מחלקס ביטוין רשם תשוס. רשם פרייז, דה פרייז, אוף שיר כושר ובר מחוס טוי קייז, אוף לא יקיסו עיקרו, Because Kisol Koro, so it's a Mishnah. Kisol Koro Pot, so it's not a Pesher. And Tensis applies it to the cave. Mele Rashi explains Sheer Darki in Lintura, Ubeya Darki, Ubeya Darki, Ubeya Darki, Ubeya Darki in Lintura, and Sheer Darki in Tuke. So by itself, because slope is so far, but tasteless applies it to the case of Kisoko and the shared Auckland tour there. Build Auckland tour and the shared Auckland took it to the case where it was Kisoko and the shared Auckland and build Auckland tour would be a shared Auckland took it on the Hershey Cup. So the rabbit says שמוס על החרשית וקוטן שהוא חי בשני קושו ואין מחוסיקו. So in other words, the Ravid explains it like Rashi, and the Rambam explains it like Thesis. So that's what the Rambam says. מוס על החרשית וקוטן שהוא חי בשני קושו, אף על פי שהוא אשר קושו. הבאים חייבו שדרך אשר וחיי צידי להתר הקשר ולוצאיס ולוצאיס להסק. In other words, על דחר של גוף. Let's see my mission. פירוש רבינו בשיר קושו ואף על פי כן הוא חייב שדרכון שלנו לזכות באמירתיון על דחר של גוף. Like this, the Chidim Shechayim have a Litzchilosi in Pshiye, the Afinusenti Beinus, Kin Shechot Zachal, the Chidimcha, like this. Uvasodos and Avram Chayereishi, the Rosem Tzashu Shiras, some other ways, because the Ravid is like Rashi. He says, Uchvor Echriya Rash Bozal, Kipir Shemcha. So the Rambam is like this, yes. And the right word is like Rashi. Now let's see Halachi in Perek Beis. Perek Beis Halacha Ches. Hameisya Beiro Lishenei Achayo Bin Zokof. Vimoshe Lechayo Shem Likotin. Achal Pi Shehoi Mechusim. In other words, Koro. הרי הבעלים חיובים שהביא ראשו מסגליס ואילו אין בהם דס because the חייה של דקות will open it up and will loosen it. So the Ravid, so the Rambam Shitosi, he explains it like Thesis, and the Ravid Shitosi who explains it like Rashi's Masikila also. On Avram, Ani Meir Shalhoi Mechusiko. Alright, so there's the same. Alright. Yay, yay, yay. Tell me, Avram. Chayma Bishaya Mimibaya. So there is a chumrah that Shema has a Mashiach, and the chumrah is that Bela has a Mashiach. Chema b'shem Bela about the Adif of the chumrah that the Shema has a Mashiach. Number one, Shashem Shalom Mashiach. If Shema kills a human being, so the Baal Asherah has to pay Kefa. What is Kefa? The Mishlimik of the Mishlimik, Machlokes between Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shal Rabbi Yechmi Brut. According to Chachamim, so it's in Mizik Shani. According to Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shal Rabbi Yechmi Brut, it's in Mizik Shani. But it's Kafala. That's Kefa. By Beria, there is no Achil of Kefa. In other words, if somebody digs a bear and then a human being falls in and gets killed, so the Baal HaBeir doesn't have to pay Kefa. Chimea b'shem b'eir, sh'ashem ishal asa kefa, v'chayo b'shleishim sh'arevet. If Yishea kills an elohed, so then the Baal HaShea has to pay shleishim sh'kola. But if a lot falls into a barrier, Now, what are the chumras of Bera B'Sheir? Chayim adu Bera B'Sheir, Sha'abei etchus asiros emezek, Umeit mitcholosei, Masheim ki B'Sheir. Now, let's see the Rash. Kif adu Moit Sheim ben Chayim, Oz Adam Noi, Mimu Shodom, Prasidah Hashem Oki, Kodom Sheim alech Averot, Lenu Yatum Nabuha, Zimna Moi, Masheim ki B'Sheir, Sheim Barabei Chayim Itashim Nisa Sodom, כי דאמרו לו נשאר ולא ידעם נא you see something that we have to מדי in Rosh Nefrash the price says that חיו הבישר מיובליה שאשר נשאר מסכיב איזה דרך המשכים שתהירה שם אב החום יתנו אפשר שם דחיוף קיפה בישר יתנו אפשר שם גלויה ובולה ולא ישמרנו ואין ניסי של איש אשר יסחר גם בו אלפים יתנו אפשר איש אשר ונוסם פגינף של כחיל אשר איש אשר אוהי נעודן תחייף תחיש בייר או תהיך איש בייר ולא יחסנו ונוף על שם אשר יחמר בלבלו ישלם כסף, ישלם כסף יושב לבלו ומיס ילד. נאו רשי says here, מה שאין כמדי, שאין בלבלו חיו בתשלום מססורו. After all, the price of nation is the חומרה, the שיר משל מסקיפה. And the בלו is not משל מסקיפה. What does קיפה mean? קיפה means אי דום אפשר נזק כקובן תחכמי או דום אפשר מזק so how so Rashi says how do we know that the barbeer is not חייב to pay כיפה כי דאמרינו נשאר ולא אדום now where is the דרוש השאר ולא אדום that's פוסק למדימו וכי יפתח איש בייר או כי יחי איש בייר ולא יחסנו ונוכל שם השאר חמר So he's darshan, shira v'lo yodom, chamira v'lo kirim. Does this person, the mood of shira v'lo yodom, does it imply a din of keifa? As far as keifa is concerned, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, b'nei shal Rabbi Yechon Mimbreike, so that's the dom of shamayit, all right, we pass on ayil chachom. But keifa is kapore. It's not tashlim inezik. Here the Torah says, "V'chiyif tachiyif beira, v'chiyif beira, v'lo yichasen mehoshamot, shir chamir balabir yishalim." So what is yishalim? Kapore? Who is talking about kapore? Nezek. That's it that he caused. So when we darshin shir liodom, so it's not a mood of keiva, but it's a mood of nezek. Nezek. So in other words, so what does Rashi say here? Masha'in ki libeliya, she'in barabel chayo b'tashlimon, misa sodom, ki damrimon, she'a v'liyonon. But that has nothing to do with keifa. That has to do with Nezek, l'damon. So if a she'a gets killed, he has to pay Nezek. If a modem gets killed, So he doesn't have to pay. Let's say if the stasis says, Because he's not a beast, so he has a key moment, there could be a chiyuv of nezek. Like the case where Sheol gets killed, nezek. But it's a tzosa kosher, there is no chiyuv of nezek. It's not the brief keifa. So why does Rashi mention the ptur of Sheol Yodom? Why does Rashi mention the ptur of Sheol Yodom? But in order to understand the Rashi, it would be better to go over the thesis, the Dvar Masra. מה שאין כאן בבאר אי שנשאר עם קייבה so see רשא doesn't mention שנשאר עם קייבה רשא mentions שנבר הבאר חי את השני מססורם כדאמון השיר ליודו and that's not קייבה that's נזק when a sheer gets killed so what does he pay? בבני השיר when another one gets killed let's say when There is also a hefzid mommy. An event who is goofy mommy or if you have makono Yisrael, so you should also be mechul. It's at Nezek. So there is a kosu. Share the honor. It's not kiva. But he says, emphasizes, Mashen ki mi beir. Because according to Rashi, it's a little bit like posa bekad visir bechovius. Mashen ki mi beir, she nishal kiva. Vichil eish, diktono bisamuch. In other words, that Sheir has a chumra over Aish. If a Sheir kills a human being, so then there is a chiyuv keifa. If an Aish kills, burns a human being, there is no chiyuv keifa. V'in teima, v'in neach nisheir, v'nechayle b'keifa. Why is it that b'yor, there is no chiyuv keifa? Let there be a chiyuv keifa. Not nezik, because the Gemara started chinah b'shemu l'beir shabem shalos hakeifa, not discussing nezik, discussing keifa. According to the Shmuel b'nei Shabbos l'Mekreike, is beyond shamaz. So this is the question. Oy, b'neuach b'shemu l'mechayu b'keifa, v'yach agav, di'ik l'meina, shev n'chir, So he couldn't learn out the maskino become a fair kitza dike kifa berev even though the Torah mentions kifa ligabikara shermuit not ligabarek still will learn out so he don't think any kuchas shmame no li alfim and reiku mikara and he don't think kuchas with achim and mali kar shemaz razik vichay bishis rab so he shouldn't make the pure mal shayla shechim balacha so the question is why don't we learn out that when a nodom gets killed in a beria so the balabula should be mechuyif keifa according to Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shel Rabbi Yochanan Breike it will be dmei mazik v'yesh leima the eish beria beria pturim didashim olav olav beria כי זה השימה מכמון, עולה ולא לעולם. בגמור לפחובוב, בסיכה ש, why if a human being kills another human being כרצח, so he's חייב מזה, but why shouldn't he have to pay keifa also? We should learn how it, if a sheir kills, he's מחויב to pay keifa, עוד המסות. So the Gemara says, this is exos הקוסוב. Where is exos הקוסוב? Because in Kifa Misha Solof, Solof and the Balashaya, the way I love them. So that's the Ptur of Kifa. So more in the same way we learn out, Ola Vole Alayish, Ola Vole Abeh. So in other words, so you see, what is the current Rashi? So the Mashenik in the Beir is based upon the Rosh of Sheol Yodom, which really has nothing to do with Chiv Kef as such. It has to do with the Chiv of Nezik. According to Tosfos, Mashenki Mibela means there is no Chiv Kef. Why is there no Chiv Kef? Shevel Adam, that's that there is no Chiv of Nezik. The answer is there's a drasha of all of the Abeya. Ishlema Bey Shibir Abtulim Dashim Olavul Abeya, Olavul Aish, Dashim Kamon Bisim Psif Gitzat, Olavul Vin Tema, Shevel Odom Dachsibi Bey Alamon, Tape Kroim Olav. Tape Kroim Olav. Now, since we pass like Chachomim, so the Shumer of Kifaya is the same Shumer as of Nezek, so why do we need to psut? He certainly is not mechuyev to pay twice. V'yish leima adis chasher lodom lifteravet shemachu b'seichem v'yevet kechov u'makom l'Yisroel. So only when do we have to resort to the drasha of shevel lodom v'gabi somebody who is goofy mobile? Let's say left naimi or an akum u'makom l'Yisroel. But somebody is a Bercherim, it's not shy to say Nezek. It's not shy to say Nezek. Somebody is a Bercherim. Because a Bercherim has no value in money. But the question is, what about Rashi? What's about Rashi? Rashi equates the Drosh of Shevel Adam. That implies that there is no Chiv of Keva. But it's separate halachas. Shevel Yodom is it Roshe that there is no Chiv Nezek, and that's only Shayach by every Shinov of Besech, every Choma Kol Nisra, the Chiv in Shinov of Besech. It's not Shayach to see Nezek altogether. Yay. And the Rosh, in Pirush Shirush and it's the first Agos Hashem, which is a very long word. In other words, it starts on Daf Kuf Chavdeiz, Mayim Orem. In Daf Kuf Chavdeiz, a Kuf Chavod, on the days, and it continues into Kuf Chavdeiz, and so the last piece of that Agos Hashem, in the first column of the Rosh of Chatzayim and Aleph, he says, Ruben Shoher Adashim, Achar Pi Shechai Mise, Mishalim Donot Liyosh, Ibo Yotzis Idi Shomer, Inanu Yitach Ziyosh Mimei, Menachkim Amunai. So, it's a big chidush. It's that the Shosh says, if Ruben was a Ritzayah, he killed Shimon. So then, of course, if he did it Gashrei, raise it, raise him, so he's high his. If he did it Bishayik, he's high his. But here he's not discussing Chiv and Misa, Chiv and Goros, he's discussing Tashrei. So, why shouldn't he pay Donut to the Yosh? The answer is, he's coming to Rabbi. And if he did it Bishayik, so he's done with the Cheskes Allah. That Chayimisa Shayik is Ketor Mitashvim. But Rashi Shita and all the Shita, and the Shita of all the Chachmishav Hasiz, that Kamim Rabbin is only Ketor of the Nehova, but Bili Shamaim is Mechoy. Both men cannot be made. And he tafas Lumafkim in the name. So you have to eat up possibly, not cumulative. That's what that boy Sasha said. Over in Shahar Kishi, Akal Pi, Shahai Visa, Mishalim Dorf Yosh, Bibolotzi Mishama, Bezin Kanatim Force, Inami Taps Yosh Mimori, Lena Kimina. The question is, in other words, so the only reason as to why Bezin cannot be late is because Kamin Kabab. So the question is, we are not dealing here with the Benevet. Ben Chirgul is Dodam. That's what the Gemara says, in Dodam with Ben Chirgul. So why should he pay Pinochilev to pay? Either Pinochilev Keifah, and according to the Chachonim of Chavishmot, Nesha of Melechim, Pinochilev of Oikid, there's no impasse. So he's been Yizik Shalimon. So then we have to pay the Shum of them. He's at Keifah. But there is a Russia, and of the Lea Oda. The Mara of the Kashi, Lea Oda Mechuy Bikeifah, and the Tzeach, she paid Keifah. So there is a Russia, and of the Lea Oda. So without three costs to come in the Rabbi, there is no Chiv of Keifah. What kind of Chiv could there be? Nezek? In the Mimbal Chiv? And never there is Nezek. But in the Chiv, there is no Nezek. So why do the Agweso, Mirazura, why do the Agweso say that there is a chiv of Nezek, except based on the person, because coming to Rabbi, but the Yishmael is Mechuyev, and Mitachas Mechuyev. What kind of a chiv of Nezek is there? In Dami Nibel Chayev, you see, Tezves says that Rosh of Shevelu Adam has to be applied to an event, Shilafarubiya, or but it couldn't apply to Bechere, because Bechere is not trying to say, in the room Bechere there is no Nezek. So the Agwes Asher is really come to Jesus. What's the sheet of Agwes Asher? Now, in the room Bechere, but still, if somebody amputates the leg of the other, so he has to pay Nezek, Tzah, Ipu, Shabbos, and Beishis. How is the Shema of Nezek made? Kevet Amin Kabishuk. And according to all the Shemi, except Rashi and Achiv, it means not a Vedivri, but a Vednai. But how can we make a Shema Kevet Nain Amin Kabishuk? He's not in a Vednai. In a Vednai he has a Shema, but he's a Benchir. The answer is true, he's not in a Vednai. But there's the Tzaras HaKosov. The Shuma is made Ki Eved Amin Kabishuk. How much was, had he been in Eved Nain, how much would be worth? With the leg, so it's worth $50,000. Without the leg, it's worth $5,000. So Mela, he has to pay $45,000. That's the Shuma. So Mela, that was such a shit is, if somebody kills the human being, there should be a Chiv of Nezek also. Suppose he doesn't kill him. He amputates his two legs, his two hands, and all other evolving, but he remains alive. So then we make Ishume. How much was he worth? With the legs, with the hands, and how much is worth without the legs? If he kills him, so he kills, he amputates all the Oshubo. So there should be a Chiv of Nezek. Not Mitzad Ritzeach. It's a Nezek. We need to call Messiah money. Yeritzeach is a Chivel also. So just as a Chivel is Chayef to pay Nezek, so Yeritzeach should also be Chayef. But it's called Rabne. But the Yishamayim is Chayef. There's the Shite of the Agon Sosh. Tasteless. Apparently holds no. If he kills him, there is no Chiv of Nezek. Only if he's chayv and he remains alive, but if he kills him, so there is no chiv of Nezek. And the Agoy Sosh Hashit is that there is a chiv of Nezek. Now, Rashi Hashita in Sunsi is like the Agoy Sosh. In Sunsi, the Gabi Ish. As a matter of fact, we should go towards this Rashi. Thank you. خينا نهار الناس كيسبونا خينا بشيء من بعيش خينا بعيش من بشيء خينا بشيء من بعيش أي يعني שהשם משלם שיצרה שחיו בשם של שבדת נגמע דיני אוי עושה במוי מוסר לך שדוקות מחי משלם כבאיש משלם כבאיש סל סל מרוז שהשם משלם שיצרה וחיו בשם של שבדת Machine can do English if somebody made a fire and the human being got killed, got burned. So the Baal HaEish doesn't have to pick either. But as Rashi said, Lechia b'Yisrof HaSodom, because if he was not bound, so then Hoyer is Reich. If he coughs, if he was bound, Hamad Echai Nisim, if he come in the Rabbi. So the reason is why, again Rashi emphasizes, the Baal HaEish doesn't have to pay kefir, is because of Kom Deram. But if it's a question of Kom Deram, so then there is a chiyuv of Lotz Yedei Shemayim. There is a chiyuv of Lotz Yedei Shemayim. So, but we have exerts a kosov of all over the world. So there is Potter Gam, not even Lassi Yishamayim, and even if Tafas is to do Nachtumne, Lui Machtumne. So why does Rashi emphasize, come the Rabne, implying, suppose this Tafas is Lui Machtumne, Ilham. The answer is, all of the world only implies there is no Chira Fit, but let him be Chira Nezik, Nisat Chira, as the Agos Ashkashit. So because of this, so he says, because coming up. So Rashi really explains the price. When the price says, Chira b'shem b'eish, sh'ashem sh'ayim keifa. Mashem ki b'eish is not sh'ayim keifa. Since according to the Chacham, the shumah of keifa and the shumah of dami, of keifa is ein arach, b'nizek sh'aninam, So Mele, the Braise tells us two halachas. First of all, there is no chi of keifa. And chi of keifa, there is no chi of period, not in the Shemayim. But then, let him be chi of mitzad nezik. So that's because of kom derabne. Like that goes on. So the pshat here in Rashi is also, Mashiach can be there. So Tinsu says, Shem Shalom keifa, Why? Because all of the Arabia, Rashi is made it. Because the price here mentions to our hearts that if somebody makes a bear and one of them gets killed in the bear, so there is no chiv of kifa as such, that's because of all of the Arabia, but let him pay mitzad nezek, so that's because of shevelim. And the same to our hearts, is implicit in the price in when the price says Chima b'shem b'eish sh'asher m'shalim keifa m'shalim kim b'eish so why? So in shalim keifa b'tiras keifa not because of all the world it was a daf chavov but let him pay nezek so that's because of kom deram also says, like the aggressor, that if a Ritzach kills a human being, he doesn't pay kefir, he doesn't pay domi, but lost in the Shemayim, he's in chuyef to pay domi. Mitzad nezek. So, chena b'shem b'eish, chena b'eish b'sheya. חי משם, יש השם שם חי משם, יש השם שם חי משם, יש השם שם חי משם, אם הדין הוא אז אדם לא יהיה מוסד אחר שבקרות מחייב מה שאין כאילו איש חימא דויש מבישייה שהאיש מודס מתחלסו מה שאין כאילו אישייה חימא דויש מבויה וחימא דויה מבויש חימא דויה מבויש שתכנס עשי עשר מזק מוסד אחר שבקרות מחייב מה שאין כאילו איש אין הבן שלי באיליה שהוא זעת הולך לעז את מרס לאחר בין דובו הרולו לו בין דובו שמרולו סו אין שישחיירת תורדתם אין מפיטיס מה זה קסמתם תובית שתזמת דת אין רואו מה שאין כי באיליה תדור זמת חייר פסמתם תדירן רואו the question is what is it in the name of the ובין שמרון הייתה מפרש לי כל שם יתנורך וגם כמעט משמרי לו ולא יסלחים על שם לדליה שאחרי שחי בסכם מה שאין כי דיבר בקוש חמר לא הכר אז תגמור לי זה צער סמנה רב יולי דיס ברייס פרזן זה ויו את רב יולי אני רב יולי דוזנית איזמאת למעט כלים כמדו So, in Chayvan Zikyoni Be, in Rabbi Yude, in the Sif, Chayim Nabeish Mildeya, Shoi Zahak Leach Lazik, Umud Leach, Bin Dabar Olo, Bin Dabar Shino, Mashim Ki Mildeya, that is not Chayif Adar Shino. What does it mean Dabar Shino, or Bill is not Chayif? Kill. So, Maini, Mashim, Maini, דבר אולו לא באיש ואת זה את מים מועץ דבר שאין אולו לא באיש מינסקל but he still חייף if the fire sing the care so he's חייף מה שאין כי נדוי that he's not חייף on him so apparently the price called the review of the Rabbana and not the review of Rabbana. I Rabbana Amat Mechai Rabbana and the King Be'er Elohim Rabbana that the deep price that present the view of the Rabbana. So then where's the Kashi? The Kashi. If it represents the view of the Rabbana so how does why doesn't it say Chayna בישי המלידליה שאשר חייר ויסכם זה המסעים ותאמה בשיעה ימיד את לא נכון מה השיעה והשיעה וכאן הנבר אמיץ לא נכון at least there has to be two שיעה תאמה in other words because he could have mentioned חיימה בגויה מבייש שבויה חייר אותם מה שאין כבייש שבדוד הוא מנשן שדעתי אין סמיד על הסידרה של סופה